My name is Michaela Clark. I'm a senior at Plano West Senior High School, and I will be attending Maryville College next year to study American Sign Language, as well as to continue my softball career. Over my high school years, I've been on the varsity softball team, which I love, and I've been a part of this wonderful church family. I was a youth elder my junior year, and I've attended the Teen Leadership Conference as well as multiple trips to Montreat and Mill Ranch. This past summer, I went on the youth pilgrimage to Scotland, and I had a blast learning about the culture and learning about and enhancing my faith. My experience at the church has been an adventure full of people who have loved me and accepted me for who I am and helped me to become who I wanted to be. They have shown me that we all belong to God and that everyone deserves a little help. One way I plan on helping is to become an American Sign Language interpreter. ASL is the main reason I am going to Maryville College next semester. I got into sign the spring before my freshman year. I was required to take a language my freshman year, and my options were French, German, Chinese, Spanish, and ASL. Now, I know what you're thinking, why ASL? Why not Spanish? It's way more common. Or why not German? It's so cool. Why ASL? ASL is a beautiful language that all people can learn, like spoken language. But the difference and the reason I took ASL is that it is a visual and kinetic language. I'm a visual and kinetic person, and I learn by looking and by doing. Sign has brought me into a new world with connections all around the nation, which is how I found my college of choice. I'm going to continue my studies so that I can help those who need it and stand up for those who can't. Sign is not just for deaf people. Signing is used by people with speaking challenges, those with mobility challenges, as well as those with hearing loss or deafness. The sign language community believes that every person deserves to be seen and heard, which is one thing I love about sign language, as well as this passage. The paralyzed man is helped by his friends despite all of the obstacles they face getting him help. Carrying him into the house, lifting him onto the roof, digging a man-sized hole out of the roof, for a man who had to go down on what we can assume is similar to a stretcher. And then they had to lower him down with nothing more than the tools they had and their brute strength. Yet they did it anyway. They helped their friend even when the odds were against them. See, back in this day, people with physical challenges were thought to have done something to deserve it. The majority of people would not have gone through such difficulties for someone like the paralytic man, but his friends did. They gave him an opportunity to thrive, which is what is hoped to be accomplished by most people now. They overcame their struggles and achieved something great for their friend who just needed help into the house, even if that meant not using the door. Every person deserves an opportunity to be helped. They may not think they need it, but it is nice to open up your assistance as an option for the future, if and when they need it. If a person does not think they need our help or refuses help, just giving them another option is always a good thing, just to stand behind them for when they need a crutch or leg up to their goals. Providing help is not necessarily doing the task for them, it may just be giving a hint. Way back in my junior high days, the youth group and I went to Heifer Ranch. For those of you who don't know, Heifer Ranch is a camp that our junior hires went on one time during a few years as junior high kids. It is a camp to help people understand what countries and poverty go through every day and to help them understand how they can help. Heifer International runs the camp, and it is a charity organization that gives families who are stuck in the circle of poverty a chance to escape and improve their economic status by giving them livestock and seeds and teaches them how to care for it and when to sell it. But the first step to that is to make sure that the families want their help. The way they've explained this made sense, but they did this after having all of the kids in our group do a little exercise. This activity involved blindfolds, a chain of kids holding hands walking through camp, and then into a maze of ropes. They told us not to remove the blindfold and to find the exit by holding onto the ropes and walking around. We were each allowed one hint, one piece of help. Right away, we were each going around hoping to be the first. Soon, the leader announced that the first person got out. Slowly, more people figured it out, but not me. I went around and around, searching, blind and lost. Soon, I was the last person. I couldn't believe it. How could I not find the exit? I refused the hint multiple times throughout this experience. Eventually, I gave up. I asked for the hint. The second I did, the blindfold was removed and the maze was uncovered. I had been walking around in circles. It was awful. I made no progress. See, I was a proud child. I thought I didn't need help. I thought I could do it. But looking back, I see that there was no progress made. And if I just stopped to ask for help, I would have been out so much faster. I always had that opportunity, the opportunity for help, but I didn't take it. The instructor saw me and wanted to help, like the heifer sees these families and wants to help them, like the paralyzed man's friends saw him and wanted to help him. Like many of the families Heifer reaches out to, don't know that they need the hint to continue growing. Hempro International is a great organization because they are not just providing them with food, but they are teaching them how to sustain that food. The paralytic man shows us that there are always people in our corner wanting to give out help, and it may not be in ways that is expected. It may be in a way that is so out there that it's vandalizing property to get a friend into a house to see a man about a miracle. Or it may be assisting in a way that they can change their circle into an arrow pointing forward. Or it may just be helping them with communication to a larger population, one they are part of yet so excluded from. Helping doesn't have to be immediate. It can be gradual. It can be slow. But it does have to be there. It has to be an option that is known, and I go about my day giving out options for help. People don't always take it, but they know I'm there waiting to help, that there is always that option.